WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio serving the Boston area. Howdy, my friends. It is I, Ryan D. That can mean only one thing. It is time for the Music Savage Show. Thank you so much for joining me. It's always a pleasure to have your company, whether it's live or in streaming podcast form. Is 91.5 FM on the radio dial and WMFO.org streaming worldwide. It is almost Halloween. The great DJs before me played you some spooky tunes, and I'm going to continue it. First couple of sets are my Halloween tunes to celebrate this terrific holiday. Grab your coffee or whatever you're drinking. Turn up the radio, speakers, whatever loud. Let's have some fun. I'm ready. Are you? It's time for the Music Savage Show.
Nice work, Bone Daddy.
Yeah, I guess so. Just like last year, and the year before that, and the year before that.
My talents are renowned far and wide. When it comes to surprises in the moonlit night, I excel without ever even trying. With the slightest little effort of my ghost-like charms, I have seen grown men give out a shriek. With the wave of my hand in a well-placed bow, I have swept the very bravest off their feet. Yet year after year, it's the same routine, and I grow so weary of the sound of screams. And I, Jack, the Pumpkin King, have grown so tired of the same old thing. Oh, somewhere deep inside of these bones, an emptiness began to grow. There's something out there far from my home, a longing that I've never known. I'm the master of fright and a demon of light, and I'll scare you right out of your pants. Tour guide in Kentucky, I'm Mr. Unlucky, and I'm known throughout England and France. And since I am dead, I can take off my head to recite Shakespearean quotations. No animal nor man can scream like I can with the fury of my recitations. But who here would ever understand that the Pumpkin King with the skeleton grin would tire of his crown if they only understood he'd give it all up if he only could? Oh, there's an empty place in my bones. that calls out for something unknown. The fame and praise come year after year, does nothing for these empty tears.
You better ask my mama how to make a monster.
I'm the creature from a black leather lagoon. I am a beautiful monster from outer space too. Learn how to shake my hips, I am in the sanctum, sanctum, get me tips, and then I'll lay down. I'm a creature from a black leather lagoon. Yeah, black leather lagoon. Yeah, black leather lagoon. Chicken fried, fire in the sun of a gun.
mind breaks down.
It's the Music Savage Show, Halloween edition. Music right there from Alice Cooper, going out to my buddy Chris. By request in Danbury, Connecticut. Welcome to My Nightmare, title track from the living embodiment of Halloween himself. His eighth studio album was released back in 1975. Up ahead of that, The Specials with Ghost Town, spooky single released in 1981. And that track spent 3 weeks at number one in the UK top 40 pop charts and then appeared on many a compilation album. Up ahead of that, the Del Vipers doing Mortuary Cosmetics. Great one from the Austin, Texas band's 2014 album, Terror of the Del Vipers. The band just released a terrific new EP called Cannibal Safari, and you can go to thedelvipers.bandcamp to pick it up and check out all their other music, and I do suggest that you do. The Cramps up ahead of that with Creature from the Black Leather Lagoon from their fourth studio album, Stay Sick, released in 1990. And kicking off the Music Savage Show and the set with something from the soundtrack to The Nightmare Before Christmas, one of my favorite movies ever. I played you Jack's Lament. All right, I'm having a great time already. I hope that you are as well. Let's get back into it with another living embodiment of Halloween. The one and only Dan Blakesley, who goes by his alter ego, Dr. Gasp, during the month of October. And here's something from Dr. Gasp and the Eeks. It's from his from their 2013 album, Vampire Fish 4-2.
Overflowing. mouth, a dark and seething sound. All the buildings pop and bubble when he comes around.
Perhaps my tale's a fable, this you have to see. Bolt your doors, I'll unlock yours, just keep an eye.
will think of stories with no beginning or end. Countless pointless observations on the ratio of sheep to their friend. I am not my, I am not myself. We are not ourselves. Restlessly I'll recollect. Picture all the different people who I'd like to see get pushed down the stairs. I am not my, I am not myself. We are not our, we are not ourselves. I've been tossing, turning in my bed for what seems like so long. The minutes ticking on the clock, they go on, go on.
Now he's one of those who'd rather fight than switch. If
if you're biting more next, enjoying it less, try my new non-carbonated mess. My riboflavin flavored, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood. Promote perspiration odor. It puts bad breath in ghouls. Why, our group had 21% fewer fangs.
My God, it's Sally. It makes a great Bloody Mary, too. Frank, you ought to try one of these things.
Nice and silly. Music right there from Don Henson and the Rigor Morticians. Riboflavin flavor, non-carbonated, polyunsaturated blood coming from Monster Dance Party, released back in 1964. And if that voice sounded familiar, it's the guy who sang the Monster Mash. Up ahead of that, Foxtails Brigade, We Are Not Ourselves, from their self-titled 2016 album. It's their sophomore album. It's really, really good stuff. Up ahead of that, The Cure with Lullaby from Disintegration, released back in 1989. You can't have a Halloween song without Lullaby. Come on. Rocky Horror Picture Show up ahead of that, over at the Frankenstein Place, from the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack, released back in 1975. And kicking off the set with Dr. Gasp and the Eeks, who is the alter ego of Music Savage favorite Dan Blakeslee. I played you Pingree the Prowler from the 2013 album Vampire Fish 4-2. I hope that you enjoyed the Halloween sets here on the Music Savage Show. I always look forward to putting together these couple of sets every year, because Halloween is fantastic and all the music that is created for it is a lot of fun, even if it's really spooky. All right, this is Ryan D. This is Music Savage Show. I hope you're having a fantastic time out there in Radio Land, or on the web land, or wherever you're listening to me. Thank you so much. I'm going to get into a set now. Halloween here, at least on the show, is over, but it's, you know, it's next week. But I'm going to get into a set now of songs from a few bands and musicians that are currently on tour, and they're playing in and around the Boston area in the next few days, starting with tonight, Friday, October 26th, one of my favorite bands is in town at Brighton Music Hall. We were very lucky because We Were Promised Jetpacks are from Scotland, and they always come to Boston. They love it here, and they play here all the time, and I've seen them many, many, many times. They never disappoint. The shows are great. If you are free tonight, it's Friday night, head over to Brighton Music Hall to see We Were Promised Jetpacks. Here is a track from their 2009 debut album, These Four Walls.
I think I died this time. Stop for bullet holes and stab wounds in my side. I think I'm solving crime. I got a couple of clues and a hunch of swells like a fool. We'll
of cheese and a large soda. That's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We're meeting people. put on this little bikini and dance. Just put on this little bikini and
that song and that album. That's Caroline Rose right there with a great one called Bikini. One of the best albums of 2018, in my opinion, of course. It's called Loner, out at New West Records now. Tour come to the Sinclair in Cambridge Thursday, November 1st, which is next week. Yours truly is going to be there along with the rest of the Music Savage gang. So if I'm a little tired the following day on the air for the next week's Music Savage show, you know why. You should go see that show, Sinclair, next Thursday, Caroline Rose. It's going to be a real good time for all these bands that are coming. They're on tour. They're probably going to be in your town. So if you like what you hear, just go on any one of these bands' websites, any one of these musicians' websites, and you can find tour and ticket information. And I think that you should, because live music is amazing and it makes everything better. Up ahead of that, Tune Yards, Look at Your Hands, first single from the new album, I Can Feel You Creep Into My Private Life, out now on 4AD. The tour stops at the Paradise Rock Club Thursday, November 1st. So you have two great musicians to choose from. Violent Femmes, Look Like That, favorite of mine from the Milwaukee, Wisconsin trio's fifth studio album, Why Do Birds Sing, released back in 1991. And their tour stops in Boston Tuesday, October 30th at Royale. Waves doing Your Welcome, title track from the San Diego band's sixth album, released back in May of 2017. And the tour pulls up at Paradise Rock Club Sunday, October 28th. Kicking off the set with a show going on tonight at Brighton Music Hall, We Were Promised Jetpacks, Ships With Holes Will Sink, second track from the Scottish band's incredible 2009 debut album, These Four Walls. Their tour is currently going, and they're going to be here again in Boston tonight, Brighton Music Hall. You should be there as well. It's one of the best live acts around. And again, go to any one of those bands' websites, get yourself some tickets, and get out there. It'll make everything better. It always does. All right, it is the top of the hour. Now, this is usually when I play a brand new WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week, but 2 years ago, this week, on this show, I premiered the Song of the Week. It was my very first Song of the Week. It's when I decided that, hey, I wanted to do something new for the Music Savage website, and so I chose my very first Song of the Week 2 years ago this week, and I wanted to play it again to celebrate.